The tight budgets of retirees such as Makoto Miyakawa, a 71-year-old who lives near Yokohama, are a big part of the reason Japan's annual economic growth has averaged an anemic 0.9% since 2000, about a third of what it was in the previous two decades. Miyakawa says his wife controls the family purse strings, and after he retired, she decided to cut his monthly allowance in half to the equivalent of $10 a day. She's quick to remind him. He says that the neighbor's husband gets less. The couple are careful about spending because they don't want to outlive their money or end up facing medical bills they can't afford. Everybody wants to go out fast, but you have no control over that, he says. If there are any winners in all of this, it's Japan's discount retailers, which are thriving. Nitori Holdings Company, a budget furniture store with the ubiquitous catchphrase, "more than you paid for," it's cooler in Japanese, has grown into one of the country's top 10 retailers, adding more than 3 stores a month for years. And Japan's 100 yen shops, the equivalent of dollar stores, which were mostly unheard of until the late 1990s, now have almost 7,000 outlets, pulling in almost $7 billion in annual sales. "There's no reason," says one fan, 75-year-old Naoko Ishikawa, "to feel embarrassed about shopping at a 100 yen store anymore."